The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Terence Pillay, hello. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you? It's good to have you in the driver's seat today.
Well, it's good to have you as my passenger, Mr. Pillay. So, you've got a great story for us this week. Tell us all about it.
Let me set it up for you, right? You know, when I was a child, I was very interested in becoming a chef because my grandfather was quite a famous chef on the South Coast. And I always watched my mother cook and wanted to recreate some of those dishes that she did so effortlessly. You know, but that was then. These days, children have taken cooking to a whole new level. Did you cook when you were young?
I mean, barely. I was pretty good at, I could do eggs on the stove and toast. So eggs and toast, and then peanut butter. I was quite good at putting peanut butter onto bread also.
That doesn't require any kind of cooking skill. Sky, what about you?
No, but I still spend the same time in the kitchen now than I did when I was still young. I think the best thing I can make then and now was frying an egg. I could have actually boiled an egg and tumid noodles. That's about it.
Oh, wait, no, I could do cake in a mug. There was a cake in a mug. 60 seconds was like flour, egg, milk or something, and sugar or something. And you put it with cocoa into a mug, into the microwave. When I still used to eat like that, a glutton when I was chunky. Yeah.
So let me tell you how times have changed.
All right.
So I paint a picture for you. My good friend, Subhashini Govinda, who's a former journalist, she has a son called Diav. And when he was 8 years old, he had some barriers at school, right? So Sue and her husband encouraged him to focus on things, he enjoyed, and went through a few things to find his niche. But what they found that every time they went out to eat, the elf would then crit the food. And somehow he knew a lot about food and flavors. He was just 8 years old. So his mum started a food blog for him. And at just 8 years old, this child was making waves in the culinary world. So much so that local newspapers wrote about him. And he even ended up cooking with the likes of Dina Naidu and Jackie Cameron. He met and wrote about his encounters with Reza Muhammad and Jenny Morris. And when it came to food, this eight-year-old kid's rise was meteoric. But the fact is, kids' cooking shows have taken the world by storm, and although we are only just beginning to see their entertainment and value here, shows like Junior MasterChef, Chop Junior, and Kids Baking Championships, this is in America and England, have all given children with a flair for all things culinary a much-needed platform to express themselves. So, because there isn't much in the way of kids' cooking shows here in South Africa, I devised a live reality cooking show for
you
children.
You did?
Yeah.
Terence Pillay.
So it's called the Pavilion Junior Chef Competition, and we are now calling for entries. So basically, kids aged between 9 and 12 with a flair for cooking, if they've got some kind of skill, if they've got great personalities on camera, they can enter this competition. And coming up, I'll tell you how it works.
And also coming up, we might just have a chance for your child to jump the queue. It's going to be happening on this Saturday.
This Saturday.
At the Pavilion from 10 to 2. And in the meantime, we're dying to hear about your amazing kitchen kit. What is their signature dish? SMS us or WhatsApp us at least 061-792-9495.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
All right, so we're back with Terence Pillay, who has himself started the Pavilion?
Pavilion Junior Chef.
The Pavilion Junior Chef. Auditions are taking place this Saturday for children between 9 and 12.
Yes, so kids that can cook.
Yes.
Kids that have some kind of personality, kids that enjoy being in the kitchen. We're looking for these kind of kids. And so let me tell you how it works, right? So there will be 9 finalists, and all will vie for the chance to win a fabulous prize package, as well as the prestigious title of the Pavilion Junior Chef, right? And the finalists will be chosen from hundreds of KZN hopefuls, and they have to show us what they can do in the kitchen. So the entire event takes the form of a live reality show. So contestants are already submitting video clips of them showing what they can do in the kitchen, their personalities and that kind of thing. And we're also holding this live audition on Saturday at the Pavilion. And from those entries, only 9 children will go through to participate in the live shows.
Whoa.
And those live shows are also going to be very exciting in that the entire thing is being filmed like a reality TV show.
Wow.
For 3 weeks, 3 kids will face off in a cook-off, and the winner from each of those week's events will then go into a final. Of course, the food needs to be judged. And each week, a panel of judges that comprise of a renowned Durban chef and 2 celebrities, as well as the Pavilion General Manager, Nisha Kemraj, they will judge the food and give feedback before scoring it. And those scores will then be tallied and the finalists will be chosen.
Do the kids have to take off school or anything to do this?
No, it's a Saturday morning. So it starts in September. It's every Saturday in September, and the final's in October. And then we've got some much-loved Durban celebrities in the panel, like Roxy Wardman, Jonathan Ray, Dawn Tandeka King, Janoshni Naidu, Megan Coleman, Vanessa Mirawa, and of course, our very own Darren Moore.
He loves good food.
And you know how competitive Darren is
as
well, right? So Darren's going to be on that panel. And the chefs include Pranol Naidu, Clinton Von Hommy, Marcel Roberts, and Brendan Newport. Let me tell you what these kids can win, though.
I mean,
it's incredible. Because I told you that kids' cooking competitions have become so big, right?
Yeah.
This kid walks away with a private package of over 50,000 rand. So they win an Elba gas stove.
Oh, whoa.
They win a food holiday for 4 to Cape Town, which includes a masterclass with a chef.
What?
As well as any child's dream. Toys R Us vouchers. So come down to the Pavilion on Saturday and
so it's a winner takes all.
There's going to be a camera set up on Saturday. It's just the audition.
Okay.
So all we need to see is what your kid looks like and what your kid sounds.
So they won't be cooking anything on Saturday.
No, but we'll be doing a cooking demo. So come taste the food we're cooking.
That is amazing. So we asked you as well what some of your kids' signature dishes are. Pavendri messaged in saying, "My boy Rylan is so cute and funny. He loves to help in the kitchen. His signature dish has to be chicken tikka with his dad. He's a boss on the grill. He does amazing eggs, and he says his secret apparently is thyme."
Oh, very good.
And we also got this voice note.
"Every single year for Father's Day since my daughter's been about 7 years old, she makes me scrambled eggs for breakfast. And it's taken her about 3 years to perfect it, but right now, she probably makes the best scrambled eggs ever."
Well, if you believe that your child's eggs are the best.
How do you judge a good egg?
How do you just
like egg? An egg is an egg, bro.
Well, it isn't really. It depends on how creamy it is, what the flavorings are. Some people just scramble eggs and that's it.
Sky,
right?
I promise you, can have bad scrambled eggs.
Do you use butter or oil? Do you put in chives? What kind of herbs?
What about bicarb? Everyone knows half a teaspoon bicarb makes it fluffy.
Well, I mean, you could also put in just a teaspoon of water.
Really?
Eggs and that makes it fluffy. Yeah.
Well, you learn something every day. And just so now that you know, we know pretty well, we know one of the judges, very well, I would say, Darren Moore, that is. We're going to help get your child to the front of the queue. But remember, this is not an automatic entry. You still need to actually go to the live audition happening this Saturday at the Pavilion Food Court. It's happening between 10 and 2. Your child aged between 9 and 12. Get them to the front of the queue with East Coast Breakfast. And Terrence Pillay, thank you so much. Anything else we need to know?
No, that's it. Just come down and enter this competition. It's going to be fantastic.